Clocking out already? You always take the shortest shifts. It's quite interesting. You know, when you first started working here, you were all excited. You're ready to work, ready to get things done. But then, slowly, you decided to switch your shifts to shorter times. You're here less. Sometimes you don't come at all. All of that started to happen when I came around you more and more, bothering you each day, making sure to tell you how much of a worthless piece of shit you are. I'm surprised you never did anything about it. You could have reported me, but you never did. And I don't think you ever will. You're just too scared. Seriously, you're pathetic. How are you supposed to go through this world without sticking up for yourself? Are you always gonna cower? Be pathetic? Let a total stranger talk down to you? Treat you like crap every time you come into work? You are pathetic. I don't even know how you got this job. You got nothing to you. No great skills, no attributes, no nothing. I guess you sort of have looks to you. Maybe they thought if they see a pretty face, they'll bring in more people. Other than that, you got nothing. You're worthless. You will probably be fired soon. And when you do, you know, actually, I was gonna say I won't miss you at all, but I'll miss teasing you, talking down to you, treating you like crap, and the expressions that you have and reactions when I do those things. Seriously, do you actually like those things? Do you like being talked down to? Is that what you like? Maybe that's why you've been disappearing more often, not wanting to be here, since you're not able to hold yourself together. I bet you just want to crumble every time I talk down to you. The reason why you take this off is to relieve yourself. Be able to think of whatever you want. Say whatever you want in your own home. But deep inside, you're craving to be talked down to be treated like nothing more than a piece of trash. I bet you wouldn't mind me putting you in a cage that's meant for dogs. You wouldn't like it. Like being humiliated, treated in such ways. I bet you'd like to be called a pup or a mutt. So how about it? Your new name is Mutt. Don't talk down to me. I'll call you what I want. I will never care for your opinion. Whatever you say to me is irrelevant. You do not matter. All that matters is how I feel, what I think, my opinions, what I want. And I'm going to call you a mutt. I'm going to talk down to you. And since we have both clocked out, and in this room alone, I'm going to have some fun with you. Isn't it obvious? I want to do things to you. I want to hurt you. Maybe then you'll finally report me. But to be honest, I don't think you will. I'm 100% sure that you like these things, don't you? You always blush or hide your face, try to keep quiet, at times even let out a little whine, a whimper. You fidget in your chair, you move around a lot. It's only ever when I'm around you. Did you think I wouldn't notice? It's hard not to notice such a pathetic being in the same workspace as me. Never truly being useful. But maybe we can change that. You don't want this? Really? Then leave. I'm in front of the door. You can push me to the side and leave. Do it. Since you don't want to be here, do it. I know you won't. You won't do a thing. Right now, you're just backed up against a wall. Like a coward. What happens if I just squeeze your neck and dig my nails into it? Huh? Does it hurt? I hope it does. I want to hurt you. I want to make you feel pain. I want to hear those whimpers more. And I really want to see that expression. It's beautiful. It makes my heart race. I've never felt anything like it. Like this. I want to use you to find out more things about myself. So being good and help your coworker out. You don't mind, do you? I bet not. Now then, let's get started. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with you. Aren't you just an interesting little thing? Look at you blush. And I heard you whimper. I love it. It excites me so, so very much, and I don't know what to do. It's wonderful. I want to hear you whimper and whine more. I want to see a different expression on your face. One that I've been thinking about for a while. And I bet you're already riled up for me. You're too hot. Your body heat is just way too hot. You're trembling, breathing hard. I bet you want something, don't you? You little mutt. Do you want me to touch you? I want to see if you're tripping for me. I bet you are. Aren't you, you little mutt? You're greedy with need. You want so much right now. As I said, I want to hear you whimper. I want to hear you whine and cry out. Oh, shut up. I'm not holding your neck that tight. You can still breathe. I'm just digging my nails into it. Marks aren't gonna stay behind. What are people gonna think when they see you with marks on your neck? What a pathetic human being. into weird shit. They unlike being hurt. What a freak. I bet there's no one that cares for them. No one that wants them. People probably even think that you did it to yourself. They'll think that you're disgusting. An embarrassment to your family. I mean, they aren't wrong. That's all the things you are. And you're not useful at all. But if you show me more, you might prove to me that you are good at something. Don't you want to do that? Prove to me that you can be useful. Excite me more. Make more sounds for me. I want to see that expression on your face. I want to see you drool and moan. I want you to call me your mistress. Say it. Say that you'll do anything for your mistress. Say it. Say it. Wow, good job. That wasn't so hard now, was it? You're breathing so hard. I've noticed for the past few minutes you've just been moving around to get friction. I know you're dripping right now. As I said, you're greedy with a need. You want me to touch you the rest of the way? I bet you're halfway there already from how much you're moving. Once I touch you, you won't be able to hold it in. That's what you want, don't you? Look at your surprised face. Say thank you, mistress, for the kiss. Good job. Now let's see what mess you made down here. Yes, moan my name. Moan, mistress. So I lightly touch you. Yes. So hot. I love it. Look at you. Proving to me that you're useful and at least one way. You're riling me up. Making me want. That's the only thing you'll ever be useful for, huh? Go on your knees. Open your mouth. And stick out your tongue. Swallow that. Fuck. You're so disgusting. Oh, God. Fuck. No, don't clean your fucking face. Leave it there. I'll stand back up. Look at you just dripping from me. Now I bet you're really close, aren't you? I'm gonna start touching you, and I bet you're gonna come almost instantly. Oh my god. I only just started touching you. Look how loud you're moaning. How loud you're whimpering. You're moving against my hand. You wanted this so much. You're so fucking disgusting, you pig. Just continue to moan and whimper. Moan my name. Call me your mistress. I want you to tell me everything. Tell me how you like this. Tell me how pathetic you are. I bet you also want to tell me about the time you're masturbating at my desk. Yes, I know about that. You think you could hide it? I came back from my break early, and what I found in my office was quite the sight. You were at my desk, leaned over, touching yourself. How needy. It's 'cause that area had my scent, wasn't it? That's where I sprayed my perfume on. It was all in that area. And you were just needy. You wanted to be touched by me. You wanted me. And you were just enjoying yourself where I worked. It was disgusting. But I enjoyed the little show. That's when I first saw you actually being useful. You were making me feel so much. I kinda wanted to go over there and catch you. I kinda wanted to make you notice me, so you would be embarrassed and humiliated. But I watched the little show. You were moaning my name, wanting me. I bet you wanted me to hurt you, didn't you? You wanted that from me. Say yes, mistress. I said, say yes, mistress. Listen to what you're told to do. You tell me that you understand. And when you need to apologize, you say, sorry, mistress. You have to answer. You have to give a response. When those things happen, you have to know when to speak. And know when to shut the fuck up. Oh? You're almost collapsing on me. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come from just my hands and my words? Is that what you're gonna do? Oh, how pathetic. You seriously are a disgusting pig. You're nothing more than that. All you're good at is pleasuring yourself in front of me. Riling me up. Whining my name. You're only good at doing what you're told sometimes. And when you don't listen, I wanna hurt you. I wanna make you listen. I wanna do so many things to you. Oh, you're gonna come. Yeah? Yeah, you are? Thank me. Thank me for touching you. Thank me for making you feel good. Beg. I want you to beg for me to let you come. Go on. Beg. Beg for release. 'Cause I could just stop touching you. Yeah. You wanna come? You want me to let you come? Oh fuck. All right, little mutt. You can come. Come on my hand. Oh fuck. You're fucking disgusting. You came all over my hand. You made a mess. And you're going to clean it all up. Look at my hand. Look at it. Lick it. Lick it all off. Now. There we go. Oh, what a good job. Actually, no, you didn't do a good job. Look, you missed a spot. Clean it. There we go. Let's see. There. You actually did it. I'm going to go wash my hands now. Well, you did most of the work. Good job. Now get yourself cleaned up. I'm done with you. See you tomorrow. Say goodbye to your mistress. And thank me. Good job, puppy. Here. I'll give you a little kiss on the forehead. You do need to be loved. At least a little. There. Don't get the wrong idea now. And don't be so needy just cause I showed you a little bit of affection. No, actually. You're already needy for me. You already want me. There's nothing I can really do about that. That's in your little control. Feel what you want. I don't care. See you tomorrow, little puppy.